Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Tuesday, the 17th of October. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we seek to understand compassion by seeing through the eyes of Jesus, reflecting on his story of the Good Samaritan. Each weekday we share hope and encouragement as we read and study the Bible together. Our Bible reading for this week is Luke chapter 10 and verses 30 to 37. The Parable of the Good Samaritan. Jesus replied with a story. A Jewish man was travelling from Jerusalem down to Jericho, and he was attacked by bandits. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him up, and left him half dead beside the road. By chance, a priest came along. But when he saw the man lying there, he crossed to the other side of the road and passed him by. A temple assistant walked over and looked at him lying there, but he also passed by on the other side. Then a despised Samaritan came along, and when he saw the man, he felt compassion for him. Going over to him, the Samaritan soothed his wounds with olive oil and wine and bandaged them. Then he put the man on his own donkey and took him to an inn where he took care of him. The next day he handed the innkeeper 2 silver coins, telling him, "Take care of this man. If his bill runs higher than this, I'll pay you the next time I'm here." Now, which of these 3 would you say was a neighbour to the man who was attacked by bandits? Jesus asked. The man replied, "The one who showed him mercy." Then Jesus said, "Yes, now go and do the same." Amen. The world thinks that love is a feeling. Christians come to understand that love is more than simply emotion. It's something you do. The phrase "love is an action" isn't merely a rhetorical statement or a poetic expression. It's the very backbone of the Christian faith, a compass that guides our interpersonal relationships and interactions. Love's essence lies much deeper than emotion or sentiment. Entwined within our everyday actions and choices, embodied not by grand gestures or declarations, but in small, unnoticed acts of kindness. Our interactions with others every day are opportunities to perform love in action, particularly through service to others. The Good Samaritan, an enduring story of selfless service, consistently illustrates this principle. The Samaritan didn't simply feel compassion upon seeing a distressed fellow human. He took immediate action, rendering assistance that went way beyond the superficial. It wasn't a fleeting emotion, but an act, an unequivocal demonstration of love in its most practical and genuine form. Drawing inspiration from Jesus' story, imagine the world that could be forged if "love is an action" guides our interactions. A world where stepping up to assist those in need, extending understanding when we disagree, and expressing gratitude becomes a reflex much like the Good Samaritan did. This humble enactment of love is more impactful than any grand affectionate gesture we could make. So let us see love not as a coat we put on or take off with our moods and how we feel, but as the consistent actions of understanding, service and kindness that we extend to everyone. In this, we will find the true substance of love. As you think about these thoughts throughout your day today, you might want to use this question to help you go deeper. In what practical ways could you put "love is an action" into practice in your daily life? I hope to see you tomorrow for another daily devotional as we think about empowering humanity by recognizing times when we can show kindness to everyone, everywhere.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.